Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's Stevie, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. The poll questions there, the newsletters there, the knowledge base, the blog, the brain trust, like our good friend Joanna Brandy. My goodness, at the body of work that Joanna Brandy has deposited with us over the last 13 and a half years since she's been a member of our brain trust. I don't know what we'd do without her. Joanna, thank you so much for being part of our world.
Thank you, Jim. You know, speaking of that, I had some questions last week. I was writing an article, and I went right to askjim.biz, and I typed in my search words, and there I got exactly what
right.
I needed. So I'm getting it back. So
I like
thank
that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And it was free, too, right?
And it was completely free.
Can't beat that. We're talking about happiness, folks. Joanna is our new happiness person, and she walks the talk, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. But this is Happiness Happens Month. Today is Happiness Happens Day, and I'm still a little confused about this secret society. There's a secret society of happy people, right? Is that what the deal is?
Yes, and I just found them.
And yet, you went to their website. Now, how could they be secret if they have a website?
They seem to have about 17,000 followers, so they can't be all that secret.
Somebody's going to leak.
Yeah.
It. You know,
yeah.
At some point in time, somebody's going to leak out about them or something.
Well, I think it's spreading. It turns out, you know, it was in 1999 that they declared this. They declared this originally, Admit That You're Happy Day. Because apparently people weren't admitting that they were happy.
Yeah.
I just think it's fabulous. It's a small website. It's very manageable. If you go to SOHP, Society of Happy People, I guess, SOHP.com.
Right.
And they give you all different kinds of things you can do during Happiness Happens Month. I'm going to blog about it today on my blogs, and I'm going to write about it tomorrow in my tip, and I'm going to send it out to my audience as well, because I think it's a great idea.
What can we do as individuals?
Now, so many things you can do as individuals.
Because I can't be responsible for your happiness. I can only lean toward you with my happiness.
Absolutely. So here's several things you can do. One thing is you can recognize the good things that happen to you. So at the end of the day, there's an exercise we do in positive psychology called Three Good Things and Why. And at the end of the day, you think of three good things that happened to you that day and do just a little bit of writing about it. Why did they happen? Reflect on it just a little bit. If you do this daily for a couple of weeks, you will raise your happiness level, because what you're doing is you're retraining your brain to search for things that are good. You can do this in a business meeting. You can do this at your staff meeting. Three good things that happened yesterday and why. And then you start your morning off in this positive mode. That I think is the one that I would recommend first. The second thing I would recommend is gratitude work.
Can I stop you for a second? On that first one, finding something to be happy about.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for a long time. And it works.
And it shows.
And, well, here's the point, though. I'm a small business owner, just like you are, Joanna. In any given day, there are some pretty serious alligators prepared to take a chomp at us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they actually, you know, get us. But
yeah, they do.
The only way to handle that, the only way I've found to handle it, is to look around me and say, okay, everything in my world isn't melting down. Everything in my world... Mm-hmm. You know, my kids are okay, I'm healthy, I got a place to go to work, I got a roof over my head. I mean, you almost have to, I know that sounds like Pollyanna, but I'll tell you, it works, folks. When things are really getting you, and they look like they might be about to take you down, you got to put it in perspective, don't you?
Well, you absolutely have to. And, you know, you can't, one of the premises that I talk about is that you can't believe everything you think. and when you're triggered by the media and you're triggered by the doom and gloom and you look at the numbers and you look at this and you look at that, you know, it's very easy to start thinking because that's a natural inborn hardwired response.
Right.
Oh, my God, we're in danger. And then you go down that road. Your body begins pumping out different chemicals,
yep.
which narrows your brain function. This is a physiological thing.
Right.
So in order to keep that at bay, you really have to dispute your own thinking and do exactly what you did. Okay, so things are bad out there. Acknowledge
mm-hmm.
that. They are bad out there. And, not but, they are out there. And I have control of so much here, though. Here's what I can do to make my life a little bit better. Oh, I can cut back a little on this, and I can put more effort into that, and I can spend more time with those I love,
mm-hmm.
and I can go take a walk and get more exercise because I know that's going to make me feel better. You know, there's a, for me anyway, because I'm not naturally a happy person, you know, I have to have a, there's a constant dialogue that goes on in my head that says, take this path, not that.
Yeah.
Think good, not bad. And
you've got to be careful that the bad stuff, which most of the time is not the majority of your world, that it doesn't get take a bigger position in your life than it deserves.
Well, exactly. But if you look at what's happening, it does take a bigger position because we become
mm-hmm.
we dramatize everything
yep.
and we make everything.
Go ahead.
We now can watch, I hear people talking about it. I don't do it, but I hear people talking about it. You know, the people that watch the news all day long and watch CNN
yeah.
all day long, and there's
yeah.
a tragedy in Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Casey.
Don't say her name. Don't say her name. I don't talk about that. No, I hate that. Hey,
but
Joanna.
You know what? That's all people talk about.
I know. Hey, thank you, Joanna, for making me happy today.
Well, go to the website, returnonhappiness.com, or Positivity Practices, and get our new special report, From Positive Thinking to Positive Doing.
Good stuff. Joanna, thank you for being here. Good job.
Great.
See
it'll
you
be
next
ready
time.
Tonight, Jim.
Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.